Ladies and gentlemen, if you want an early Christmas present, the 9th of November, Friday night at the Philharmonic, oh my word, guess who's coming? The man who changed the face of music, went from classical to pop, pop to classical, and everybody engaged it and loved it, traveled the world. I'm talking about Russell Watson. Hello, Russell.
Hey, up, how are you?
I'm well indeed. What a lovely Christmas present. 9th of November. Start your Christmas early.
We might even stick a couple of Christmas songs in there then.
Well, what a lovely idea, because we can have them done properly instead of messed about.
Yes. Aren't you coming down to introduce me as well, Pete?
I would be very, very flattered if I was allowed to introduce you. I couldn't think of anything nicer. I would be, because I'm a fan, and it saves me buying a ticket, so that's perfect.
You've never bought a ticket yet.
Thanks for blowing me up the water. That's it. So, for those people that have never seen you, you've got your hardened fans who buy out every time. But first of all, the Philharmonic, the acoustics is perfect. But tell everybody what they can expect from you in concert.
Well, it's going to be a mixture of, I think, the last 18 years, plus a few little surprises as well. So we'll have the classics in, like Volare and Funiculi, Funicula, all the big arias, and... yeah, there's a few little surprises in there where, you know, you get the fans going, oh, I didn't know he did stuff like that. No Led Zeppelin, I'm not talking that kind of stuff. A bit of fun, basically.
Are you surprised at the cross-section of ages in your fan club?
I think I was at first, because, you know, you'd get sort of, I think going back right to the, you know, the first time I started playing the arenas, and I'd be looking around at the audiences, and you've got everything from grandmas down to, you know, their grandchildren. So there's been a massive cross-section of people following my career. And did it surprise me at first? Yes. Does it surprise me now? Not so much now, because I've kind of got used to it. But initially, you know, I was a bit sort of surprised by, you know, the diversity of my audience with regards to age, because you know, and I think most people actually as well, you know, would always assume that, you know, that's the stuff that my grandma listens to, and it's not anymore,
without any shadow of a doubt. I'm talking to Russell Watson, 9th of November. He's at the Philharmonic, a nice early Christmas present. I've got to ask, what was the first stadium you ever worked, and were you nervous crossing over from where you'd worked?
Well, first, believe it or not, I mean, everybody thinks it was, I hate to say this when I'm talking to you in Liverpool, mate, but everybody thought it was Old Trafford, although we're not the force we were, are we? No more a threat.
Don't go down that road.
I'm not doing. I'll keep my mouth shut. Oh, God. Anyway, the first stadium that I actually ever performed at was at Preston North End, believe it or not. And that was back in 1998, 99.
Right.
Performed in Preston Stadium, and then I went on to sing at Old Trafford. And then I can't remember. I mean, I sang at Wembley Stadium. Good Lord. A lot of times.
But the first time must have been unreal, the first time.
Yeah, the first time. I mean, singing in the Nou Camp Stadium in Barcelona was unreal. All those moments. There was never... When I did the Rugby Union World Cup in 1999, I remember singing. This was one of the most unbelievable memories of that period of time.
Yeah.
And I was on the pitch singing the English national anthem. And I was basically the entertainment for England. And guess who was the entertainment for New Zealand?
Go on.
All the New Zealand players doing the haka in front of me.
And there's Russell standing on his own.
I was stood there on my own going, God save our gracious queen. And I thought, this is a bit weak because I know what's coming next. And they're all like doing the hackering. And I mean, I'm telling you, man, when you see these guys on television, you just think to yourself, yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
doing the haka in front of you, the 6 foot plus, all of them, it's like, oh dear.
Yeah. You know something, Russell, that people don't realise who are listening now? When they see you with an orchestra, they have no idea of the cost of the orchestra and the music scores to be written.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very expensive now to tour musicians. And, you know, costs don't improve. They get higher. So, you know, the type of music that I sing is because of costs and everything, it is tough to keep the prices down. But, it's what we do.
Indeed it is. Well, I'm excited about you coming on the 9th of November to the Philharmonic. It's a beautiful place. I always remember Tony Bennett, I'll never forget this, putting the microphone down and singing without the mic and the acoustics. And you've sung at some of the greatest rooms and music halls and stadiums in the world. It's got to rank as one of the top.
It does rank as one of the top, and you just give a perfect example of why it ranks as one of the top. It's because the likes of Tony Bennett and all the superstars that everybody knows, not just people in this country, not just people in Liverpool, but everybody across the globe, the likes of Tony Bennett. You can feel, you know, Fleetwood Mac, I think, have sung there, haven't they? You can feel those artists oozing out of the woodwork of this magnificent historical building that has seen so many greats. And when you walk in, you know, there's certain venues that you know when you walk into them, especially the newer ones, where you walk in and you think, yeah, beautiful, lovely, but there's places like the Liverpool Phil that have been there for a long, long time,
yeah,
where you walk in and you can feel all that past history,
yep,
swelling and swirling around in the woodwork. It's an amazing thing. It's a beautiful place. And like you say, it is a superb acoustic. You give me an idea, and I'll probably drop the microphone on the night as well.
Good. Well, Bennett was great doing it. Great. I can't wait for the 9th of November, ladies and gentlemen. I can say on stage at the Philharmonic exactly what I think about this man, and he can't stop me because it's not recorded. So... I'll see you on the 9th of November. There's a few tickets left for the Philharmonic. Not many. It's a great Christmas present. Russell Watson, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure always.